muscle bubble butt. Lay back and relax. Relax your entire body. Imagine that you are standing before a grand metal door. This door makes you feel nostalgic. Perhaps you've seen it before. It's a door with a special key. To unlock this door, you need to relax your entire body. Shake out any tension. Adjust your headphones. And when you're ready, focus your attention on your neck and shoulders. Allow your head to grow heavy. Release any tension in your neck and shoulders. Focus on releasing tension. And as you do, fill the space with calm relaxation. Neck and shoulders relaxing, growing limp and heavy. Release your jaw. Relax your face. Rest your face in its most neutral position. Head, neck, shoulders, so relaxed. Release your arms. Allow your head, neck, shoulders, arms to fall down. Limp and heavy. Releasing any tension. Feeling calm and relaxed. Dropping down. As calm as ever. Your head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, waist, drop down. Nice and easy. Calm and relaxed. So heavy. Release any tension of your chest, waist, back. Dropping down, more and more, so calm, so deep. Your head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, waist, back, hips, drop down, so easy, so calm. Nice and relaxed, falling limp and loose, relaxing more and more, releasing tension, filling the space with easy relaxation, loosening up your head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, waist, back, hips, legs, feet. Calm, easy, healing relaxation washing over you. Letting your body drop down. Letting go of any tension. Letting go of outside influences. Calming down. From your head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, waist, back, hips, legs, feet, toes. So calm, so easy, letting go. Allow your body to enjoy the feeling of being calm. Calm, calm. You hear the door before you click open, and through the door, you see a long, spacious hallway filled with beautiful doors of every shape and size. You've been here before. You know your way through. The next door is just down the hall. Making your way down, you know what it takes to open this door. A special key. The key is to slow your breathing, to slow your heart rate, to be calm, As you make your way down the hall, focus on the feeling of your breath. Breathe nice, easy, steady. The outside world melting away as background noise to help you relax. As you inhale, focus on the feeling of cool, smooth air passing through your nose, warming up in your lungs. As you exhale, feel the air, now warm and wet, passing through your nose, crossing over your lips. Feel the slight difference in temperature as you breathe in and out. So focused on your breath, you barely notice yourself making your way down the hall, feeling calm, 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 breathing nice and easy, heart beating slow and steady, approaching the next door now. By the time you reach it, it has already unlocked. This door has a soft, wooden exterior, charming and rustic. Even though it's open, you take another soft, easy breath before passing through, opening up to another hallway. This one is a bit more cozy and intimate, with nice warm lighting. You calmly, casually make your way down the hall. This is your favorite hallway to go down, because you know at the end of this hall is your destination, the reason why you are here, and the final door at the end of this hallway has a very special key. However, you need not focus on the key, for the cozy atmosphere of the hallway is already having an effect on you. Every step you take down the hall makes you feel more relaxed, drowsy and sleepy, calm and easy. You pass by numbered doors as you walk. Every step makes you feel calm. Each number down relaxes your mind more and more. You are already so relaxed, barely aware of the numbers. But each number down makes you feel several times more relaxed, listening to my voice, enjoying the feeling of relaxation washing over you. It feels so good, you barely notice how close you are to the end of the hallway. You're close to your destination, only 10 doors away. 10. Aware of how calm and easy you are, feeling so good and relaxed. Every door you pass brings you deeper into relaxation, taking slow, easy steps. 9. Several times more relaxed now than you were before. Several times more calm and easy, receptive to these words, walking slow and steady. 8. Even more relaxed now. You are getting closer and closer, falling down into deep relaxation. So calm, listening to my voice. 7. Every step you take makes you feel more relaxed. Every door you pass makes you feel calm and easy. As relaxed as you are now, you can go even deeper, several times deeper. 6. The wider world is so far away. You are calm, you feel so easy, step by step, listening to these words. 5. You feel so relaxed now, walking deeper and deeper into your inner world. Your destination is waiting for you. Every step is easy. You feel pulled towards your destination. 4. Just a few more steps, walking down, falling deep. 3. You feel calm, blissful energy the further you go. The deeper you walk, the better you feel. So close. 2. Just a couple doors down, you feel pulled towards your destination. 1. A few more steps. 0. The only door left is the door right in front of you, a frosted glass door. You can just make out the figures inside, exactly the people you wanted to see. Through this door, you know my voice will have a strange power over you. And as long as I am speaking, you will remain in trance, staying calm and relaxed, nice and easy, affecting your body, affecting your mind, keeping you under deep trance now. This is the key. In a deep trance now, you push against the door and you walk into your favorite gym. A special gym with friendly faces. A few of your fellow gym members seem happy to see you, and a few members are hard at work, focused on a new exercise at the new machines. This is the first gym to have such machines. They're very popular. There are a few more machines here than there were last time. Still, every one of the machines is occupied, but that's okay. You still need to do your warm-up. As you go through your warm-up routine, you notice that every member of this gym has something in common. Some members are wider, some members are lean, some members just started their health journey, and some members are built like a brick house. But every member of this gym, every single one of them, has a nice, round, muscular bubble butt. You've been working on your butt too. Some of your favorite workouts are for your backside. Lately, it's been looking bigger and rounder than ever. Lately, your pants have been feeling rather tight. Even the stretchy gym shorts you're wearing feel tight. You may have to replace them soon. It's all due to the new ass blasting machines. The gym is more crowded, more popular than ever, and right as you finish your workout, you see a machine open up. The big guy who just used the machine is all sweaty and red in the face. He wipes it down before checking himself out in the mirror. He's big and strong. He might even be a professional. But when he turns around to check out his butt, your jaw nearly hits the floor. His ass is massive. Round, sticking out. So muscular. As he flexes, you can see the threads of his shorts stretching at the seams when, pop, the back of his shorts split open. He chuckles to himself, clearly satisfied with his pump. He catches you staring and he lifts his brow. With a crooked smile, he says, "Best workout I've had in weeks," before patting you on the shoulder and heading to the locker room. This machine has 3 specific positions, each one more difficult than the last, and so very rewarding. you step into position one when muscle memory takes over. You already feel your ass heating up. The muscles in your butt seem to know what this position means. And without any hesitation, you go in. 1, 2. 1, 2. You already feel your ass on fire. 2. Better than any other workout. 2. Your ass is heating up in a good way. 2. You feel a pleasurable burn. 2. Your ass feels almost relieved. 2. Happy and thankful for the workout. 2. You push through the final rep. 2. It's hard. 1. But it feels good. 2. Done. You give your butt a good flex. As you do, you can feel the skin on your ass getting a little tighter. You can feel the new weight of your glutes shifting as you flex. The flex feels good. You give yourself a few more pumps before moving on to position 2. This position is a little more difficult for you, but more rewarding. With your heart pumping, ready for more, you go in. 1, 2. 1, 2. Your mind-muscle connection is stronger now. 2. Stronger than last time. 2. Your butt feels like it's exploding. 2. You love the feeling of the burn. 2. The feeling of your ass pumping with blood. 2. Expanding. 1. Getting bigger. 2. Expanding. 1. Getting heavier. 2. You really feel it now. 2. Done. Your ass feels hot now. You were so absorbed in your workout, you didn't even notice. You flex your butt again, just to check. Yep, it's definitely bigger now. Your shorts are starting to feel very tight as well. As you flex, you even hear a crack of fabric. Did you just pop a stitch? No matter, your shorts seem to be intact. So you move on to the third and final position, your favorite. Even though your ass is already burning, this is the position you've been looking forward to. Ready? 1, 2. 1, 2. Your shorts are getting even tighter. 2. You barely notice. 1. All you care about is the pump. 1. All you care about is your form. 1. Your ass is on fire. 1. Your mind is so absorbed in the workout. 1. In the moment, you are the workout. 2. You are totally in the zone. 2. It feels so good you don't even notice. 2. You do a couple more reps than the last time. 2. It just feels so good. Done. Now your ass is pulsating, almost vibrating, tingling, burning. You look down and notice a small hole on the side of your shorts. Yep, you definitely popped a few stitches. You look in the mirror to check out your progress. Your ass is high and round, big and bulging, almost vulgar. This workout has definitely given you a new appreciation for ass workouts. They have quickly become an essential part of your workout routine. Thanks to this machine, you now know what it feels like to get a good pump. You know what your ass should feel like after a good workout. Burning, aching. You're gonna feel this in the morning. Without thinking, you flex your butt, just to check yourself out, and pop. There it goes. The hole on the side of your shorts splits down to the bottom seam. You don't mind. This appears to be a common occurrence at this gym. All you care about is the way your ass looks and feels. Bigger and stronger than ever. You want to work on your glutes even more now. It just feels so good. But it's time for you to go, so you head towards the door. You notice the big guy talking to some friends, and on your way out, he gives you a smile and a thumbs up. He must have noticed your pump, the split in your shorts. Now your desire to work on your ass is stronger than ever. You will take this desire with you into your waking life, and it will grow every day as your ass grows. You pass through the glass door and walk down the cozy hallway. With each step, your ass feels like it's on fire, in a good way. This is really waking you up. You like this feeling very much, so much that you're about ready to wake up. You pass through the wooden door and into the first hallway. The air is cool. You feel a draft. You see the grand metal door, wide open in the distance. As you walk towards it, you feel your body waking up more and more. Your ass feels great. Once you pass through that door, you will feel an incredible desire to work on your butt. Just a few more steps. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Close to the door now. 4. Ready to wake up. 5. Eyes wide open, body full of energy. Go ahead, get up, and stretch your body. Thank you very much for listening to this file. Until next time, cheers.